Millersburg woman who allegedly threw her 4-year-old son into Atwood Lake Saturday morning will be charged. Tuscarawas County Sheriff Orvis Campbell says the woman was experiencing a mental health crisis. Body of the boy, identified as Vincent Miller, was found near a dock at the Marina West Saturday night. The body of his father, 45-year-old Marcus Miller, was pulled from the water Sunday morning. Campbell said the man had earlier intentionally drowned himself. His wife drove their daughter and twin sons into the lake in a golf cart. Witnesses rescued the woman. While the children got out on their own, she remains hospitalized as an investigation continues. Charges were filed against a 77-year-old North Canton man after a Saturday night incident. Robert Henderson was accused of firing several shots outside a restaurant at Washington Square in North Canton. Henderson was located in his car, in which police found a rifle and a handgun matching the one described by witnesses at the scene. No one was hurt. Charges include aggravated menacing, discharging a firearm, and inducing panic. Police say Henderson shot toward Lucky Star Express because he believed he and his wife suffered food poisoning because of the restaurant. Canton police continue to investigate a hit-skip crash that put a man in the hospital. Happened shortly before midnight Thursday. An SUV was southbound on Harmon Avenue Northeast when it made an improper left turn onto Fairmont Boulevard and hit a westbound motorcycle stopped at a stop sign. The Canton man riding the motorcycle was apparently dragged for a short distance. The SUV left the scene. The biker was taken to Mercy Hospital and is expected to recover. The suspect vehicle believed to be a gray-colored Ford Edge. Anyone with information asked to call Canton police at 330-438-3385. The Alliance Board of Education has agreed to settle a lawsuit alleging Sunshine Law violations. Brian Ames of Mogador filed the suit in April. He has settled similar suits with the Columbiana, Crestview, East Liverpool, Etonia, and United School Districts. The settlement is for $1,300. The district denied any wrongdoing. Cases against Wellsville schools in the city of Columbiana are pending. The Sebring Board of Education holds a special session. The board Monday approved bus stops and routes, supplemental contracts for club advisors, van drivers, tutors, aides, coaches, and substitutes. They also approved a school bus maintenance agreement with the Alliance District for the 2025-26 academic year. Man has been sentenced for a fatal accident in East Liverpool. 70-year-old Paul Voinovich was given a 180-day jail sentence Monday by Columbiana County Municipal Court Judge Timothy McNichol. 60 days were suspended. Voinovich pleaded no contest earlier this month to a count of vehicular homicide and manslaughter. In April 2023, he was driving on St. Clair Avenue when his vehicle struck and killed 76-year-old James Schmidt as he was crossing the street. Voinovich will be on probation for 2 years, his license suspended for 4 years. A second person has died of injuries suffered in an explosion at a Liberty Township home. The Summit County Medical Examiner's Office says 4-year-old Jacob Braun passed away Saturday morning. Ruling on the cause and manner of death has not been issued. Braun was critically injured in the June 7th blast at the East Montrose Street residence. 34-year-old Justin Braun also died. State Fire Marshal's office believes illegal fireworks were being manufactured in the home. An appeals court has upheld the conviction of a man in a fatal shooting at a Warren bar. The 11th District Court Monday affirmed the murder judgment against 27-year-old Zavon Hamid of Warren. Hamid was convicted in November 2024 of aggravated murder in the slaying of 20-year-old Nathaniel Bradley in May of that year. He shot the man after a fight at the Park Place 24 Tavern on Parkman Road. Hamid was arrested hours later in Columbus. He was sentenced to 23 years to life in prison. Warren man convicted of child pornography charges headed to prison, 46-year-old Philip Stouffer, sentenced Monday by Trumbull County Common Pleas Judge Cynthia Rice to 2 to 3 years behind bars. He pleaded guilty in June to 3 counts of pandering sexually oriented matter involving a minor and 2 counts of illegal use of a minor and nudity oriented material. Stouffer must also register as a Tier 2 sex offender. Charges stem from a November 2024 investigation. Police received a cyber tip about Stouffer. The Cincinnati Fraternal Order of Police unanimously voted no confidence in Mayor Aftab Pirival Monday. A statement from the FOP cited a series of leadership failures over the past month that have undermined public safety, police operations, and community trust. The FOP specifically mentioned the viral downtown Cincinnati brawl on West 4th and Elm Streets early July 26th. In its explanation for the vote. In addition to the brawl, the FOP also criticized Pirival for his failure to condemn city consultant Iris Rowley, who's criticized for allegedly interfering with police work and harassing officers. Herval was elected mayor of Cincinnati in 2021.